So I'm sitting here with my dog. She's on the bed relaxing. Been very busy. So of course I was in a very reflecting kind of mood and thinking back on things. And a lot of what was just playing under my mind was the aspect one of unity, of seeing our similarities in what we kind of view as differences right now, and how we really do have that common purpose. The other thing was the aspect of being in the moment. And I've talked about it before, even referencing the last podcast that I recorded. I was thinking again about the aspect of a common purpose for everyone, seeing our differences as something that unites us, ourselves to a right place through acceptance or action. And this is where that presentness comes up again, or just awareness, being in the moment. And it struck me again with thinking about, am I in the moment? Am I making a connection with the person that's there? And it was all of these things that I was feeling in it, and it's just kind of triggering. So if you think about that, when I'm with my parents, am I just simply putting in time where I'm showing up and I'm occasionally seeing them for coffee or having lunch or just casual talk there, nothing really in depth? Or am I spending my time actually getting to know them, asking them questions, even sharing with my life, but sharing in a way that's a conversation? And I see there's what I would feel now as missed opportunities, which is better stated for me as there's an opportunity for me to become more aware in so many different things. And it's this aspect of kind of being brought to this new awareness, being awoken. Some would even describe it as kind of a rebirth, or I died and now I have a new life. And I don't want to go too deeply in the spiritual side of things, but there is something in each of us that kind of raises our awareness towards something that we really never thought about ourselves before. And it doesn't have to be a single instant. It can be kind of a growing thought that's been in your head. It can kind of be these little things that you've seen over and over again that are now kind of connecting. But there is a point for all of us that we realize that we have this almost new knowledge, and this knowledge can help guide us to become better people. And it might be something like a drastic change in career, or it might be something as simple as the way that I respond towards someone internally. So it's a change that no one would ever see, only that we're going to know inside of ourselves. But they mean something to each of us, whether it's that career change or whether it's that small attitude change that I'm going to take. It's an awakening moment for us. What came back for me was that aspect of when you're being aware of the moment, you really start to discover that there's so many opportunities to learn, to just improve yourself more. And it's not towards any goal. It's just simply in improving how I feel, but also how I make others feel, how others make me feel. Just that aspect of happiness. And I feel like when I put the label of improve on it, it associates with something negative, right? That we're coming from some negative place and we have to improve. And I don't mean it that way. Improve purely for the state of I desire to be in a different or in some ways a better state than where I'm at, something more desirable to me than where I am right now. And we look for more and more of these opportunities. And it almost in some ways gives our life purpose. It it makes us feel good. And this is where I can't help but kind of connect that aspect that I grew up with as a child and kind of learning, about to be reborn. And yes, there's the faith side of it, but there's more of the aspect that at each of our lives, and sometimes multiple times throughout our lives, we are reborn. We are given this new awareness of how to be happier, and an understanding of what we can do about it, what we actually independently, what's already inside of each of us, what potential and capabilities we have to change ourselves. And the more I talk to others about it, the more I realize it in myself, the more I see opportunities for me. And that then leads into the more of the accept where I'm at right now or take action on it. But either way, it becomes kind of a culture, if you will. It becomes our attitude. It becomes our character. Over time, our skills become our character. Our ability becomes our experience. And it becomes who we are. And sometimes there is this rebirth. I came to some realization and I became something new, right? I needed to make that change. I think for me, seeing those opportunities more and kind of feeling happiness in my life allows me to discover more opportunities for improvement, more opportunities to shift towards that more desirable state, towards that more feeling of happy, how I am towards others, how I allow others to impact me, how I react, how I respond. So much of our ability to make that improvement is actually sitting with inside us. We're not dependent on others. Absolutely, others can be a source of help for us and a source of support and a source of guidance or a source of teaching. But that ability to move to that better place to improve is all within us. And the more we can listen to what others say, the more we can be present in the moment, the more we can be aware of our situation, the more we can learn from others, the more happiness we can share with others, the more opportunity we have to give our happiness to them. I heard a very wonderful description of love, or like parents' love towards a child. If you think about it, the love is like a bank account. There's only as much money or as much love as there is in the bank account, and as you're giving away that love, you're lowering the account balance. So subsequently, you need to have some source of love or some source of happiness that's feeding into your account so you can give more of that away. So you're constantly seeking to both add it in and give it away. And I think that is truly the growth mindset when we're always at this point of looking to add more for ourselves to get more love, whether that's growing our knowledge, whether that's reaching a certain weight goal, whether that's having a better relationship with someone, whether that's learning some new technical skill. All of these improvements that we have, these are feeding that account. This is feeding our ability then to give that love away through maybe mentoring or spending some time caring for someone, just maybe even simply talking or being engaged in someone's life or financially supporting some cause, devoting your time towards something. All of these things are also helping us grow and move towards that happier place because we're seeking to grow and we're seeking to give something back. And it becomes this balance. As soon as it becomes that lopsided where I want to put more into the account, more into the account, more into the account, and I'm not giving it away, this becomes an imbalance for us, where we're more seeking myself, what's in it for me, bringing it towards me. And we're not having that same give aspect. This creates that imbalance. And even vice versa. If I'm never seeking anything for myself, if I'm giving everything away, that is also an imbalance. I'm becoming less effective because I'm giving all of that away. I'm not able to sustain. So we want to have that perfect balance of feeding the account and giving it away as well. As we're on that journey, though, the challenge becomes always making adjustments to the point that doesn't bring the imbalance, because we're always going to be maybe a little more on the side of putting money to the account, or maybe we're always going to be on the other side of giving it away, spending that money. So as we move towards being able to put more in and give more out, we have to make sure we're maintaining that balance still. And you start to feel that in life. This is when stress comes up. This is when you're in those moments of struggling through that decision-making point of should I accept or should I act? And you're kind of questioning where you're at on that, right? So that imbalance is something that's kind of a warning sign. And so we look to move towards that decision of accept or act. And that then either puts more money in the account or spends more of it, keeping that balance. But it just becomes these small things done over and over and over again, and it becomes contagious, and it really is fulfilling because we feel happier when we can maintain that balance. And that becomes the challenge for life. That becomes the challenge for our jobs, is to find that balance between these things. And it's a really fun adventure. It's tough, but it's fun. And when we make that realization point in our lives that, that's where I'm at. That's that big aha. That's that indication, something, we were awoken by it. We just became aware of it. Something was triggered for us. And when we realize that, that's when we get the satisfaction. That's when we feel good. We can breathe again. I'm okay. Things are good. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.